Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, guys, there are 34 days left until the November 3rd election. Please go right now if you haven't registered already. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to vote.org. Takes a couple of minutes. You can get updates, all the things you need to know about voting. I was on that site today, as a matter of fact, and they talked about if you're blind or if you're disabled, they have programs set up for you to vote that way. So it's everything you need to know. Vote.org. Do it today.
If you saw that debate last night, you should have been registering while it was going on. That's what you should have been doing.
But you still have time.
Yeah, you still have time. That's in 34 days, but don't wait till the last minute, please. All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. Here it is, live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, I'm trying to keep all of my women happy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm going to dive straight in. I'm a 28-year-old father of three daughters by three different women, and my girlfriend's pregnant now. The problem is I'm trying to be the best father for the girls and the best possible side piece for all of the mamas. I have a special bond with all of them, and I have to have sex with them if I want to or not, so they won't put me on child support. If one of the mamas gets angry with me, I have to put in overtime with her and make sure I spoil her more than usual. I live in constant fear of the court system and not being able to see my children. Everything I do is for my daughters, so I continue to sleep with their mamas so they won't start tripping. I've been with my girlfriend for 6 months and she has no idea that I'm sleeping with the other three women. So I'm worn out from keeping all these women happy, and I'm making sure they don't tell my girlfriend on me. I know what you're thinking, and yes, I'm wearing condoms with them all. I learned my lesson by having four children before I'm 30 years old, so I'm careful now. The saddest part is that I don't think the relationship with my girlfriend is going to work out, so I'll have even more child support to pay. I'm losing sleep because every other night I'm having sex with a different woman. I'm worn out and I need a break, but how do I get one? My sister told me I need to choose one and settle down, but how can I deprive the other three women like that? If I cut them off, I'm sure they will sue me for back child support. I'm just trying to keep all of my women happy. But I can't go on like this much longer. What advice, if any, can you offer a young brother? You're right about that, if any. Okay, I mean, just reading this letter made me tired. And what must you be going through? Just thinking about what you're doing. You sure waited a long time to write us. I mean, maybe we could have helped you after the first baby. But I'm going to commend you, though. This is what I do want to commend you on. You love your daughters. You love your children. And you said you want to be the best father for all of them. One way you can be the best father is to make sure you're good, you're healthy, you're strong, all of that. And I don't see how you can do all of that doing what you do, okay? You don't have to keep these women happy or anything like that. I mean, you know, they're pimping the game with you. They're getting what they want, and, you know, by threatening you, they're really blackmailing you. I just, you know, they're not asking you for money. They're just asking you for sex and lots and lots and lots of it. I gotta ask you, have you even checked the courts? Have you checked into this court situation to see how much you would pay? Or have you asked about joint custody, anything? Maybe, you know, if you can, take them to court. Things have changed these days. You know, there are some judges that will make women pay child support. Very few, but there are some out there. I just think that you have options. You haven't looked into all your options, you know, especially before you wear yourself out. I mean, you're still a young man. You're only 28 years old. But this has to take a toll on you, even at that age. I just say thank God you're wearing condoms for now, because this must have just happened, because your six-month-old girlfriend is pregnant with your fourth child. You're too young for all of this. You got them now, so you got to take care of them. But please stop letting these women use and control you, because no one can keep up this kind of pace. Your girlfriend, I think, knows more than you think, especially if you have three children and she knows that. So she has to know, you know, about some baby mama somewhere. So I don't know exactly how you're going to handle this, but you got to try and figure this out, because this is crazy. And your daughters are the most important thing. Steve?
Yeah, Shirley, that's a great answer, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have a whole nother take on this. First of all, ain't nobody controlling this boy. These is dumbass decisions you made. And now you compounding these dumbass decisions with another dumbass decision. Now, dog, I'm going to walk you through this, son. Now, you're 28 years old. You got three daughters by three different women. And your girlfriend pregnant now. Then he go, the problem is, we already heard what the problem is. You got three daughters by three different women, your girlfriend pregnant now. The problem is, I'm trying to be the best father for the girls and the best possible side piece for all they mamas. There go the dumbass decision that you done made. Listen, being the best father for all your girls, admirable statement. You messed it up when you said, and the best possible side piece for all the mamas. Do you know the key word in that sentence? Peace. Nobody gets a whole nothing. Everybody just get a piece. And you the side piece. Side piece refers to a fact that there must be an entree. Mm. I'm explaining that to you when we come back.
All right, hold that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm trying to keep all of my women happy. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I'm trying to keep all of my women happy.
This poor young man that made the dumbest damn decision he can do. He's trying to keep all these women happy. Boy, that ain't even possible. You're attempting the impossible. You got three daughters by three different women, and your girlfriend is pregnant now. That's a problem. You say, here's the problem. I'm trying to be the best father that I can be. That's already a problem within itself, just being a great dad. That's a lot, dog. But you got them by three different women, and you got a fourth one that's pregnant now. But I'm also trying to be the best possible side piece to all they mamas. Key word in this sentence is peace. Now, what I was telling you before is, and the reason you are considering yourself a peace is because no one gets to be the main entree. That's what the side is. You ever go to the store and they say, I like the pork chop dinner. They say you get two sides with that. You came in there for the pork chop dinner. They tells you you can get two sides with that. Mm-hmm. You can get the potatoes, spinach, you can get the carrots, you get mixed vegetables, you can get creamy spinach, mm-hmm. broccoli, you get what you want, but they just sides. They can get the sides wrong and you'll be all right, but they got to have that pork chop in there. Son,
facts.
You are trying to be the best possible side piece, and don't nobody care nothing about the sides. Plus, your girlfriend thinking she got a whole entree. I have a special bond with all of them, and I have to have sex with them. I get that. I know exactly what you mean. I felt that way in my past, too. I had to have sex with
them. Have to.
Yeah, you have to. Whether I want to or not, so they don't put me on child support. Son, child support is coming. It's inevitable. You are not going to get around paying child support. This ride you on is so temporary. It's coming. It's best if you start dealing with it now, because the child support is coming, because you can't keep this up, dog. There's no way you can please folk. No. It's impossible. That man don't exist, not on earth. I had to put in overtime with her, and one of them get angry with you. I spoil her more than usual. I live in constant fear of the court system and not being able to see my children. There ain't no court not going to let you see your children, dog. If you a good father. Now, everything I do is for my daughter, so I continue to sleep with their mama so they won't start tripping. I've been with my girlfriend 6 months. She ain't got no idea I'm sleeping with the three other women. That's not true. So I'm worn out from keeping all these women happy, and you ain't but 28. What you think going to happen when you 40? You think you tired now.
Sleep, Simba.
Boy. Boy, you ain't going to be able to hold a job in a minute, partner. You ain't got to worry about child support. But you ain't going to get no passport. You ain't going to be able to go nowhere. And I'm worn out from keeping all these women happy, so I make sure they don't tell my girlfriend on me. You don't think they finna tell that boy? You think these three, four women gonna keep this a secret from your girlfriend? What? Boy, you must not know how life go. I know what you're thinking, and yes, I'm wearing condoms with all this. I've learned my lesson by having four children before I was 30 years old, so I'm careful now. You four condoms too late.
Yep.
You four condoms too late, dawg. It took you four to learn the lesson? Now, I ain't knocking you, bro, because you done had the baby. So the best thing you can do is be the best father you can do. But nowhere in that does it require you to be the best side piece. And you can't keep this up. The saddest part is that I don't think the relationship with my girlfriend is going to work out. So I'll have even more child support to pay. Son, listen to me. You're going to pay child support. You know why? Because you have created these lives. And you don't get to create lives free. And how you think you're going to play the court system this long? How you think you're going to play four women this long? Boy, you don't see the end coming. This end is coming real fast, son. I'm losing sleep because every other night I'm having sex with a different woman. Oh, it was fun in the beginning, wasn't it? My sister told me I need to choose one and settle down. Your sister's right. Now, how can I deprive the other three women like that? They already deprived, fool. Ain't none of these women satisfied. Oh, girl, when he come on, he just be bringing it. I'm not sure they will sue me for back child support. Your ass is as good as sued. Matter of fact, as soon as they hear this letter, I'm just trying to keep all my women happy. I can't go on. Like, what advice you give me? Get out, dog. You can get joint custody. You can't take none of these women to court. You going to have to change child support. These women ain't got to pay you a damn dollar. Quit listening to that foolishness. You finna pay all this money because they got custody because ain't nothing wrong with these women. That's what your ass is finna do. You finna pay child support. Now, you want to start it now, you want to hang in there and get four more years behind.
All right. Well, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.